The Apple Effect, podcasts of the Apple story, brought to you by iMug and Museum Victoria.
In this podcast from the Video Showcase, lecturer and documentary maker Brian Livingston discusses his purchase of the Quadrant 900, one of the most powerful Macintoshes of its day. He talks about how he upgrades it, and also the first software that he used for making movies. Later, we hear how he uses Apple's first portable computer, the PowerBook 100, to continue to make movies even while flying across the Pacific.
I purchased a Quadrant 900 in early 1992 as part of my interest in getting involved with the new computer-generated media. I'm still involved to this day in making video documentaries, although with much more sophisticated equipment and software. The Quadrant 900 cost about $8,000 and had a 25 MHz Motorola 68040 microprocessor chip, 500 MB hard disk and 4 MB of RAM. The upgrade of another 16 MB of RAM cost $2,000. I also purchased an Apple CD150 CD reader, a 14-inch colour monitor, LaserWriter 2G, a semi-professional video camera, and a video spigot card to convert the analogue camera output into the digital signal for the computer. Digital video cameras did not exist at this time. The video spigot card cost about $1,200 and included a floppy disk with version 1 of Adobe's non-linear video editing software called Premiere. At a later stage, we added a 21-inch colour monitor, which was able to display two A4 pages side-by-side for use in software development by my son, Stuart. Two displays operating side-by-side made life very much easier. Initially, QuickTime 1 and Premiere 1 were able to create small-size videos about the size of a large postage stamp with 256 colours and ran at about 10 frames per second. Talk about flicks. Before long, the movies were about a quarter screen size and used millions of colours. QuickTime and Premiere in 1991 began the desktop video revolution, which today is a huge commercial and home video editing industry. Now we have iMovie HD, which home users can use to edit video masterpieces by simply using cut, copy, paste and some imagination. What could be simpler? For professional users, there is Apple's Final Cut Studio with its four applications, Final Cut Pro, Soundtrack Pro, DVD Pro, Motion, and is used by thousands of professionals to produce movies for the cinema. In early 1993, I purchased a PowerBook 100 with a grayscale screen, and on a trip to Macworld, San Francisco, I was editing movies to pass the time whilst enduring the long flight to Los Angeles. Many passengers were amazed that movies could be edited on such a tiny machine.